The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I shall be reading you from the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. We found a fix. 9 tricks to improve your life. Number 1, keep those paws out of your plants. And there's a picture of a cat sitting in front of a plant, looked like getting ready to gnaw on that sucker. Protective deterrence by design. Pine cones can help defend your houseplants from mischievous feline visitors. Sorry about that. If your cat can't help but dig at metal, or worse, in your ficus, keep a few pine cones in the pot. Cats hate touching them, and they won't ruin the natural look of the greenery. Save on printing costs. Printer ink can become a major business expense in your home office. Depending on the printer, you may be able to refill the cartridge yourself with a bottle of black ink and a small syringe. For most brands, just peel the sticker off the cartridge to reveal 5 holes. The top 3 should lead to the ink reservoir. Number 3. The magnifying glass in your phone. Trouble reading a menu? On an iPhone, go to the settings, accessibility, magnifier. Flip it on. Then when you click the home button 3 times, the camera will open as a magnifying lens with a zoom function. Android users, turn the feature on in settings, accessibility, vision, magnification. Then open the camera and tap the screen 3 times. Keep your mirrors fog-free. Wiping shower fog with your hand will leave the bathroom mirror more streaky than clean. Instead, lightly cloak the dry mirror with a thin level of hand soap, then buff off with a cloth. Soap reduces the softest surface tension of water and inhibits droplet formation, so future showers won't fog up the glass. Arrivederci to sauce stains. Store bolognese in a plastic container 1 time, and the container never lets you forget it. Boy, that's for sure. Dishwasher and microwave heat steal in that orange tint permanently before it even gets that far. Add dish soap, a paper towel, and warm water to the container. Close the lid and shake it for 60 seconds. Your best container will stay crystal clear. And the next thing is a picture of a cocktail that looks like a Manhattan. Mix up your cocktails. Now that your Saturday morning or evenings on the town have been restricted to club living room, you may find that the drink menu has gotten much more limited. Enter all the booze, beer, wine, mixers, and garnishes you have at home on a makemecocktail.com, and it will generate a list of every possible cocktail you can mix with those ingredients. There are even non-alcoholic recipes for teetotalers who still enjoy a nightcap. Go Dutch when you get out of the car. Don't fling the doors open to potentially clocked pedestrians on busy streets or ding doors in parking lots. Use the Dutch reach courtesy of the cycling capital of the world. Open the door with your right hand, not your left. The pivot to do so draws your eye from the rear mirror to a more accurate posterior view for a full survey of your surroundings and safe exit. Expose sneaky sugars. Many light products make up for the reduced fat and flavor with hidden sugars. Enjoying the classic oil and vinegar combo can spare you light salad dressings, added sugars, and preservatives, and dressings partnered to crime ketchup, whose sugar content goes incognito as brown, high-fructose corn and rice syrups. Instead, slather that burger with ketchup's compadre, mustard, which typically doesn't contain any sugar. Snow removal made easy. While heavy, wet flakes are perfect for snowmen, they're back-breaking for those clearing the walkway in the driveway. Skip the shovel and pack a ball of snow into your stoop, then roll it right down to the curb. It'll stick together and roll up neatly like a carpet, exposing the clear walkway underneath. All in a day's work. My friend owned a sewing machine shop for decades. Recently, a customer he hadn't seen in years came in to buy a new machine. Looking around the small shop a bit befuddled, she asked, "Whatever happened to that young man who used to work here?" My friend smiled. "I got older." Gonna update my CV to say I survived 1,000 Zoom calls that should have been an email as part of my achievements in 2020. "I'm sorry, but I can't respond to your work email. I've taken my bra off for the night." I called my local used bookstore to ask when it opens. The owner said, "Usually it's 11, but I'm in the middle of a lover's quarrel, so today it's more like 12. For my Sunday sermon, this is from a pastor, I purposely buttoned my suit vest incorrectly to illustrate how difficult it is to fix things once you started off on the wrong foot. So I stood before my congregation to open my suit coat and ask, "Does anyone notice anything unusual about me?" A child in the back shouted, "Yes, your shoes are dirty." The first day of college can be disorienting, even for returning students. I was walking the lobby of one of our main buildings when an upperclassman stopped me. "Excuse me," he said, looking lost. "Is the second floor still upstairs?" Pet peeves. A vet in Westminster, Maryland, shared her unique animal advantages with passerbys. And this is from the Carroll County Clinic, Veterinary Clinic, Full Service Hospital, Lynn Wimmer, DVM. "I name my dog 6 miles so I can tell people I walk 6 miles every day." "Dogs prepare you for babies. Cats prepare you for teenagers." That was true. "If the earth was flat, cats would push everything off of it." "I won the putt for a car challenge." And there's a drawing of a lady with gray hair and glasses holding a putter in the air and a basketball court with a big green cloth running down the center of it. This is by Marianne Wakefield, age 87, from Oxford, Mississippi. "You made a 94-foot putt at the University of Mississippi basketball game?" "Yes, my daughter and her husband are big Ole Miss fans. They take me to the games quite often. At halftime, there's this competition. Putt the ball into the hole to win a new car. They've done it for 3 or 4 years, but no one had ever come close." "You must be a serious golfer." "Actually, I didn't know how to golf until after I retired. My husband taught me. I enjoyed it, but I never won any prizes. My game fell apart when I got close to the green, but I could hit a long shot pretty good." "No kidding. How were you selected to participate?" "I said I wanted to try it, but I guess my son-in-law thought I was kidding. So I thought, I'm going to find out where you sign up for this, and I found it."
"And you found the hole?"
"I couldn't see the hole. I closed my eyes and said, 'Lord, it's up to you.' That was his putt, not mine. It wasn't until the crowd erupted that I knew it went in." "Did you need a new car?" "I had this grand idea to auction the car off to raise money for charity. I have a small spot for poor children. My daughter convinced me to keep the car and donate money instead. So far, I've donated more than $20,000 to help feed and clothe children, as well as to send them to school." Food on your plate. "I am tea, a symbol of health and revolution." There's a picture of a tea bag in a clear glass bleeding its beautiful juice. "You thought I was just brewed leaves and nothing more, but pinkies out, folks, and prepare to be impressed. I'm the most consumed drink in the world, next to water. I have launched ships and started wars, and I helped birth your country. The culture of sipping me has stepped in tradition from Japan to Afghanistan. And each version, whether it's iced black, hot green, or chai latte, starts with the same amazing plant." That's right. All tea, my main varieties being black, green, and oolong, is this from the same evergreen shrub, Camellia sinensis. Sorry, but your herbal teas, mint, chamomile, raspberry, etc., are not tea at all. As a native of the Himalayan foothills, my leaves were most likely originally chewed for a jolt of caffeine. Eventually, people figured out how to brew me. I'm usually harvested by hand, and only my new shoots are good for brewing. Once I picked, I oxidized like a cut apple. Green tea is made by immediately heating fresh-picked leaves to preserve my grassy vegetal flavor. At my spectrum's other end is black tea, which is left to fully oxidize, making me malty, dark, and about twice as caffeinated as when I'm green. In the middle are oolong teas, which have a range of flavors, having been heat-treated between the green stage and the black. An even richer source of variety, my famous flavored visions. I am the 1,000-year-old, delightfully fragrant jasmine tea, a palate cleanser in Chinese restaurants worldwide. I am the black tea breaded with the zest of bergamot oranges, which got its name, one theory has it, when a stash of gift shipped to the British Earl Charles Grey contained bergamots in close quarters with tea leaves. Yes. That Earl Grey. And I am a spiced chai. Chai is tea. Chai tea is redundant. Chai means tea in Hindi. A black tea brewed with cardamom, ginger, cinnamon, and black pepper that is the key to the practice of Ayurveda. After centuries of trade in Asia, I made my European debut early in the 17th century, and it set off a scramble for new trade routes to meet the thirsty demand for me. Cue a burst of colonialism. Cue also the origin story of you Yanks. You've got your version, but here's mine. After a century during which the Crown wouldn't allow the East India Company to sell directly to the Americans, and the massive traders had to ship me through England first, that profitable supply chain was met with trouble. The colony started sourcing their tea more cheaply from Dutch smugglers. The Tea Act of 1773 was the English answer. It let the company cut out the middlemen in London on the logic that the colonials would return to getting tea the upstanding way from them. But perversely, Britain also kept its tax on tea. Now that was upsetting. If the king could tax you on me, he could tax you on anything. A boycott began. Tea drinkers in the colonies were shamed and ridiculed. The Boston Tea Party, a culmination of the resistance, took place on December 16, 1773, when 90,000 pounds of mead were tossed into the harbor by outraged colonists dressed as Indians. The spectacle was followed by the Continental Congresses, a war for freedom, and the formation of the United States. No wonder you never became a tea-drinking nation. Yet you can't really resist me. U.S. sales rise every year, especially of my sweetened and iced black version. Though as calls to give up sugar increase, more of you are sipping me unadulterated. And heaps of studies say drinking me straight is great for you. That's largely courtesy of my polyphenols, antioxidants that might lower the risk of some cancers and improve cognition and mood. As with most nutrition research, little is definitive, but we know this. A cuppa or several per day will lend you the many updates, upsides of caffeine, and not hurt a bit. Recent controversies over me are of a lighter variety, and still largely driven by those most opinionated tea drinkers, the Brits. Take the kerfuffle Adele created when a video for the hit song Hello featured her making tea by putting hot water in the cup first. What kind of a monster puts the hot water before the tea bag? Reads an example of the internet outrage. Last year, an American TikToker brewed me in the microwave and added unsavory blend of milk, powdered lemonade, sugar, cloves, cinnamon, and tang. The furor was so great that the British ambassador to the United States called on troops from her country, armed forces, to brew tea properly on camera to set the record straight. Apparently, the British still can't take a trolling from Americans on the subject of their favorite drink. And here's how you make masala chai. In a medium saucepan, boil 2 cups of water, add a crushed 2-inch knob of peeled fresh ginger, 4 crushed green cardamom pods, 2 whole cloves, 1 cinnamon stick, 1 teaspoon of fennel seeds, and 1/4 teaspoon cracked black peppercorns. Boil for 2 minutes, add 2 tablespoons loose black tea leaves, about 6 bags of black tea, and boil for 1 minute longer. Stir in 2 cups of whole milk, along with 2 tablespoons sugar, or to taste, then bring to a boil. Reduce heat to a gentle simmer for 2 minutes longer. Fine strain the masala chai and serve hot. Makes 4 8-ounce cups. News from the world of medicine. The sweetest home remedy for coughs. It's that time of year when the flu and common cold are in full force, often bringing nasty coughs. According to a University of Oxford review, the solution is in your kitchen cupboard. A jar of honey. A spoonful can bring more symptom relief than the usual treatments such as cough syrup and antibiotics, which are often prescribed even though they're ineffective for viruses. Honey works its magic by coating and soothing the irritated mucous membranes in the throat. Just don't give it to infants under 12 months. It may contain microbes that are harmful to them. Breaking chronic pain's vicious cycle. People living with lasting pain often avoid regular exercise. While understandable, that habit can be counterproductive, as physical activity, inactivity can make pain worse. A Pennsylvania State University study of people with osteoarthritis found that subjects avoided activities that were capable of doing and were more sedentary on days when they thought about their pain with a more exaggerated sense of helplessness or hopelessness. A psychologist can coach you in avoiding the pitfall and teach you techniques for continuing to thrive with chronic pain. For instance, learning to recognize discouraging thoughts as simply thoughts rather than assuming they're true can positively influence your habits. Face shield is not a mask substitute. Although plastic face shields may be more comfortable than surgical or cloth masks, they're less effective at protecting you and others. Florida Atlantic University researchers recently put face shields on the test by mimicking the small droplets that are thought to spread COVID-19. After a simulated cough or sneeze, a face shield blocked by the initial forward motion of the droplets, but they were able to escape through the bottom and sides and out onto the room. Shields can offer some protection for your eyes, but they should generally be used with masks. Doctors may not recognize symptoms on darker skin, and we've looked at this in Consumer Reports. Quality of health care can be compromised by a patient's skin tone, in part because doctors can't see many photos in their medical school textbooks of dermatological symptoms on people of color. This really makes it trickier for them to get timely and accurate diagnosis for disease ranging from anemia to melanoma. British medical student Malone Mukwende came up with a partial solution. He compiled a photographic handbook for patients and doctors available at blackandbrownskin.co.uk. Acetaminophen can condone your emotions. A recent study suggests that taking 1,000 milligrams of acetaminophen, a popular go-to for everyday aches and pains, might blunt some of our emotional responses, including those involving empathy, joy, and hurt feelings. Research suggests that maybe because it reduces activation in brain areas that are thought to be involved not only with pain, but also with emotional awareness. Until it leaves your system, the drug can also affect risk perception, which could impact your health and welfare. Take that into account before taking acetaminophen when you'll need to be driving a car, for instance, or making decisions related to COVID-19 social safety. Probiotic benefits. Still chasing proof. There are thousands of species of bacteria in your intestines that are collectively known as gut microbiome. Many are beneficial for your digestive health. Among other things, the gut microbiome metabolizes the nutrients in food and protects the intestines against infection. Scientists have a lot to learn about the strains and combinations of these bacteria do what, but what doesn't stop companies from claiming that probiotics, foods and supplements containing living bacteria, will improve ailments such as inflammation, bowel disease, and irritable bowel syndrome. In most countries, these products aren't sold as drugs, so their makers can assert untested claims. The American Gastroenterological Association reviewed relevant studies and concluded that certain probiotics may be useful in some cases, such as preventing an intestinal disease called necrotizing enterocolitis in premature babies, reducing the risk in those on antibiotics of catching Clostridium difficile infection, and managing pouchitis, a complication of ulcerative colitis surgery. Beyond that, there isn't enough evidence to recommend probiotics for treating other digestive conditions. A more reliable way to foster health of your gut microbiome is to eat a high-fiber diet that includes plenty of fruit, vegetables, and whole grains. Poor diets linked to acne in adults. A study of more than 24,000 French participants suggested that people are more likely to experience adult acne if they consume a lot of sugary drinks, dairy products, or fatty fare. Yes, pimples can affect grown-ups, especially women, possibly because women are more prone to hormone imbalances. And antibiotics can lead to unintended pregnancies. I've read this before. Taking antibiotics may keep birth control pills from working as they should, according to a British study of unwanted drug side effects. To play it safe, the researchers recommend that women take extra precautions, using condoms, for instance, until they finish their antibiotic prescription. How to fine-tune your metabolism. Adjusting over time will help you stay thinner and healthier. Danielle Patton's metabolism was a mystery for most of her adult life. When she was 18, she weighed 165 pounds, which made a little sense to 5'4" high school shot put champ. I was a very healthy eater, coming from a family of pescatarians and vegetarians and an athlete, and I couldn't lose a single pound, says Patton. Just before college, she was diagnosed with polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, which causes imbalance in the hormones that regulate both the reproductive system and metabolism. That solved part of the mystery. Women with PCOS are prone to weight gain. But Peyton continued to struggle. By the time she turned 24, she weighed 209 pounds and had developed prediabetes. Her search for a solution became more focused and urgent. I had to find food and exercise that worked for my body, says Peyton, who lives in Miami and is co-founder of Kudosa Company.co, an online fitness and wellness program. For her, that meant giving up processed and fried foods, eating more animal protein, doing short daily bouts of walking, 30 minutes, and strength training, 5 to 15 minutes, and taking a probiotic supplement. She also takes doctor-prescribed medication for PCOS, metformin/spironolactone, which seems to help keep her weight in check. It took her 4 years, but Peyton ultimately lost about 90 pounds and now is a fairly steady at 122. Mentally, I am tougher because this process is standing up for my body and figuring out what worked for me, she says. No one knows your body like you do, and listening to your body is crucial. Most of us have heard that a good metabolism is the golden ticket to weight loss, but that seriously underplays the metabolism's role in our bodies and in our health. Simply put, metabolism is the energy used by the physical processes that keep us alive. We burn up to 80% of daily calories at rest, referred to as basal or resting metabolism, by breathing, digesting, maintaining circulation, and more. But while that fact inspires comparisons of your metabolism to fire-burning furnace, it's really more like a busy city transit system, delivering the right mix of chemicals to the right cells at the right times to extract energy from food and keep the whole machine, i.e. your body, running seamlessly. That's why the first sign of a troubled metabolism may be the faltering of one of those systems manifested as rising insulin, cholesterol, or triglyceride levels, or fat deposits around your waist. All markers of metabolic disorders, which heralds a higher risk of diabetes, heart disease, or stroke. But your biggest risk, the most universal contributor to metabolic decline, according to an article co-written by Nir Barzali, M.D., director of the Institute for Aging at the Albert Einstein School of Medicine, is aging. Aging normally causes metabolic decline and also makes us likely to require medications to address issues such as high blood pressure or depression that could slow metabolism. While there's obviously no fix for aging, you can learn to fine-tune your metabolism as your body changes over time, priming it to deliver the right mix of hormones, such as Peyton did. Find out what works for you, then do it consistently, she says. Here are some of the best small changes in habit that can help you make strides in boosting your metabolism. Watch the sunrise. Simply basking in early morning rays can increase your metabolism naturally, says Ken Cedar, executive director of the nonprofit Science of Light. That's because our circadian rhythms, or master body clocks, regulate the hormones crucial to metabolism and hunger control, including insulin, cortisol, and leptin. Our circadian rhythms work best when in sync with the sun, receiving bright light in the morning and diminishing rays towards sundown. To get your daily dose, spend at least 15 minutes every morning outdoors in sunlight, without sunglasses, so the sun reaches your eyes' photoreceptors. Don't stare at the sun. You will get the benefit passively. I guess that works in nice weather, but when lousy weather, what do you do? Safeguard your sleep. Sleep is the reset button for your metabolism. Prepare your brain for bedtime by dimming the lights a few hours beforehand. Turn off bright overheads and turn on the bedside lamps equipped with warmer amber-toned bulbs. Also, if your slumber is constantly interrupted by light snoring, then you are missing out on a calorie-burning benefit, says Bindi Gandhi, a family medicine doctor in Decatur, Georgia. The fix may be as simple as using a breathing strip on your nose to help open the constricted sinuses at night. Just ask your doctor whether you should be tested for sleep apnea, since snoring is a common sign of that serious disorder. Try intermittent fasting. If changing your diet is too overwhelming, try a form of fasting. A 2020 review in the Journal of Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics included that intermittent fasting regimes can be a promising way to lose weight and improve metabolic health. There are many approaches, such as overnight fasting, don't eat between 7 p.m. and 6 a.m., or the 5.2 method, eat about 25% of your user calories 2 days a week. Ask your doctor first. Trying even once or twice may jumpstart other healthy habits. Track water intake with rubber bands. Try this easy system. In the morning, put 5 rubber bands on your wrist. Every time you drink 16 ounces of water, take off a band and put it on your bottle. German researchers found that the metabolic rate jumped by 30% to up to 40 minutes in 14 volunteers after they drank 16 ounces of water. The researchers estimated that over a year, increasing your water consumption by 2 cups a day would burn an extra 5 pounds or so. Since much of the increase in metabolic rate is due to the body's efforts to heat the liquid, make sure the water you're drinking is icy cold. Feed your gut. Healthy gut bacteria optimizes your metabolism by helping your body extract nutrients from your diet more effectively, says Amy Gorn, MSRDN. A daily serving of probiotic-rich foods such as yogurt, kefir, and unpasteurized sauerkraut might help. Though so far, studies have been inconclusive on the total benefits. Yogurt has an added advantage. Dairy foods may lower the risk of metabolic disorders, according to an analysis of the British Journal of Nutrition. Preliminary studies have found that some probiotic strains help with weight loss, Lactobacillus and rhamnosus, and body fat reduction, Lactobacillus amarosus. Ask your healthcare provider about a probiotic supplement. Quash cravings with protein. A number of well-documented studies show that high-protein diets may help adults lose weight while maintaining lean muscle mass, one of the main drivers of a naturally high-calorie burn. According to a 2020 analysis in Nutrition, protein also unleashes a cascade of metabolic signals from the gastrointestinal tract to tell the brain that it's full. However, long-term high-protein diet dishes can be harmful to the kidneys, so consult your doctor. Don't detox. Severe long-term calorie restrictions doesn't work, because your metabolism is mainly determined by your body's composition. The more muscle mass you have, the more calories you burn throughout the day. When you lose weight quickly, your body is breaking down its muscle mass, says Susan Berkman of the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. When you resume eating normally, your metabolism is slower than when you started the plan because you have less muscle. Result, you gain fat. Chill out, literally. Cold weather is one of nature's most powerful metabolic boosters, helping increase your levels of brown fat, a type of fat that burns more calories even when you're at rest. Going outdoors in cold weather can increase your non-exercise activity thermogenesis, NEAT, score, helping you touch torch calories, says Kristen Kosinkin, a registered dietitian nutritionist in Richmond, Washington. The metabolic act of staying warm is an easy way to boost your metabolism without breaking a sweat. Taking a cold shower or finishing a steaming one with a cool-off rinse-off might also give your metabolism a quick boost by forcing your body to shiver, which requires energy and calories to warm up. But since the long-term effects on weight loss are unclear, you have to decide whether the torture is worth it. Curl up on the couch with a book. Wait, being a couch potato can help your metabolism? If you're totally relaxed, then yes. Stress increases the level of the hormone cortisol, which can cause metabolic dysfunction if it's constantly elevated, says Dr. Gandhi. The cure is to do something daily that will help you completely de-stress, whether that's watching a movie, taking a long bath, or reading a book. And sweeten the deal with cinnamon. In test tubes, cinnamaldehyde, a compound that gives cinnamon its flavor and smell, spurred human fat cells to burn extra fat. In animals, a regular dose has been shown to help control blood glucose. Human studies are scant, but it can't hurt to slay a sweet craving by stirring a dash into coffee, oatmeal, yogurt, or a smoothie. And you give love a bug's name. Consumed by the memory of old flame, zookeepers at San Antonio Zoo would name a cockroach after your former beloved and serve it to a bird or lizard for the low price of $5. For $25, a frozen rat named for your most cold-hearted ex will land a date with a snake. And with that, we roll over to Consumer Reports. Sync your smartphone to your car. Taking the time to truly integrate your smartphone with your car can make it faster, easier, and less distracting to access the information you need on the go. Just think, instead of having to find your dentist address and then type it into your car's navigation system, your car could already know your phone's calendar, putting the distractions at the appointment right at your fingertips. Using smartphone apps in your car is particularly easy if your car came with Apple CarPlay or Android Auto systems that seamlessly replicate some of your phone apps on your car's infotainment screen. To get directions to that appointment with CarPlay, for example, you simply say, Siri, where is my noon appointment? Or manually tap the calendar icon on your CarPlay dashboard, then tap on the appointment, which will allow you to get directions, or even call to say you're running late. Of course, this works only if you add location and content info to your appointments when you enter them on your phone. If your car doesn't support CarPlay or Android Auto, you'll probably need to download the companion app that works with your car's infotainment system from the Apple or Google Play Store. Look for an app that includes your vehicle's brand name, such as My Cadillac, Ford Pass, or Toyota Intune. Once the app is installed, connect with your phone to the car to sync your data. That's interesting. I didn't know that. And we have a time travel listing, you know, where we go through the years since Consumer Reports been around. This is on meal prep. In 1938, electric rangers have many accessories to suit the housewife's fancy, we report, including special racks, built-in alarm clocks, custom colors, and even cigarette lighters. In 1946, pre-cooked frozen foods have a brilliant future, CR reports. With talk of these new schemes such as daily delivery of frozen meals to your door, perhaps in disposable dishes. In 1952, Omaha Steaks, which began as Table Supply Meat Company, a small butcher shop, begins its first mail-order venture, sending steaks direct to consumers' homes. And in 1962, our wine expert tries cans of frozen juice concentrate cocktail mixers. Just defrost, shake, open, and mix. He even prefers Don the Beach Comber original frozen fresh daiquiri mix to a freshly made daiquiri. In 1975, CR tests kitchen knives from 23 product lines. We found that carbon steel may rust faster than stainless, and a Wurstdorf stainless set tops our recommended list. In 1968, 60% of U.S. kitchens now include a microwave. In our labs, we find that the bigger microwaves tend to cook food faster. A small one can take 30% longer than a large one. In 1997, food processors could take vegetables from grocery bag to salad bowl in record time, we report. But we advise that most people need only an inexpensive small model for basic tasks. 2007, in Sweden, Kiki Theander has an idea to deliver pre-planned food bags with recipes. Her company, Bidica Fred, is claimed to be the first meal kit service of its kind. And in 2012, Agrofora Mahata starts the grocery delivery firm Instacart, which lets you pick out items online and uses personal shoppers to select and deliver them. In 2021, demand for meal kit services surges during the pandemic. We evaluate five popular meal kit companies and find that Sunbasket has the largest number of different meal choices. Sunbasket is $143.38 for three four-serving meals per week plus shipping. Wow, that's kind of expensive, I would think. New and improved boom boxes. Who knew? These updated versions of the boom boxes of old are a great way to enjoy music indoors and out. The Ultimate Ears Hyper Boom and Braven BFL XLR are some of the largest wireless model speakers we've tested, weighing 13 and 17 pounds respectively. Both boomboxes received the highest marks in our sound quality test, topping CR's ratings in more than 40% portable models. That means you'll get clear sound with a robust bass and enough bass and enough volumes for most listening situations. They also have easy-to-use controls and are claimed to be so splash-proof. How to choose? For its slightly higher price, the Hyper Boom offers a longer battery life, a claimed 24 hours of playtime, and features an optical input, which allows it to also serve as a TV soundbar. Though large, its vertical orientation doesn't take up much space, and the subdued styling makes it easy to blend in with most decors. The Braven, on the other hand, looks more like the original boom boxes. It's clearly made to be toted around in a sturdy and comfy carrying handle, an over-the-shoulder carrying strap. It even features a magnetic bottle opener, and it delivers similarly great sounds for $100 less than the Hyperion. And February is the time to buy smartphones, space heaters, snow blowers, and mattresses. What's inside store-bought minestrone soup? And there's a picture of Zuppa Rustico minestrone soup. Comfort, convenience, healthiness, and flavor are all the reasons that consumers turn to soup from supermarket. Although steaming bowl food could deliver on all those attributes, finding soups that are both healthy and tasty is not so easy. The main nutritional concern with packaged soups is sodium. Soup is the fourth largest source of sodium in the U.S. diet, says Amy Keating, registered dietitian, a Consumer Reports nutritionist. Yet many people think less salt means less flavor. But does it? CR's nutrition experts evaluated the national information for 16 packaged, canned, jarred pouches and refrigerated minestrone soups, which should be good for you. Given their combo of vegetables and beans, they eliminated the ones with the very highest sodium level and chose 8 low to moderate sodium soups for our sensory panel's blind taste test. These range from 45 milligrams to 650 milligrams of sodium per cup. Even if it tastes amazing, you're better off skipping soups with over 700 milligrams of sodium per cup. Measuring the full can can be over 1,000 milligrams, about half the amount you should have in a day, Keating says. And you can still get great-tasting soup with lower sodium counts in our taste test. The three soups down below, which I'll read, came out ahead of the pack. You do need some salt. The best-tasting packaged soups contain neither the highest nor the lowest amounts of sodium. They have between 510 and 630 milligrams. Those we tried on the lower end of the sodium band, Health Valley No Salt Added Organic Minestrone, 45 milligrams per cup, and Tabernacle's Low Sodium Minestrone, 55 milligrams per cup, tasted bland. But their flavor was greatly improved when we added an eighth of a teaspoon of salt per serving to each cup. That increased the sodium count to just over 340 milligrams for Health Valley and 350 milligrams for Tabernacle. Still lower than most packaged soups, Keating says. Look outside the can. Though cans can take up a majority of the shelf space in a typical supermarket soup aisle, our soup-tasting soups actually came in glass jars, frozen or refrigerated. In canning, the soup is processed under high heat, and sometimes that strips away flavor or leaves veggies mushy. An easy way to amp up any flavor of canned soups is to serve some fresh or frozen vegetables. Herbs and spices, sautéed garlic, or a hint of acid, such as lemon juice or a small amount of vinegar or wine. Consider making your own. In addition to the store-bought soups, our taste tests also include a homemade minestrone, 190 milligrams of sodium per cup, cooked up in CR's test cookson. Perhaps not surprisingly, it was judged to be the best tasting. Excellent flavor and texture is how our testers summed it up. The vegetables and pasta were al dente, and you could taste the individual vegetables, Keating says. The real surprise? It was so easy to make. Go to cr.org/minestrone. For the recipe, you can use multi-cooker or the stovetop. And the ones they listed were Tabernacle Minestrone. Has 110 calories, no fat, 5 grams of fiber, 5 grams of protein, and 510 milligrams of sodium. Notes, thick and hearty tomato-based soup with plentiful and slightly firm vegetables and beans. A well-blended seasoning. And then there's Trader Joe's Organic Hearty Minestrone. And that looks like it comes in a pack, in a pouch, rather than in a can. Calories are 100, saturated fat is 0, fiber is 3 grams, protein is 4 grams, and sodium is 630 milligrams. Notes. Tomato-based broth with bold flavors, especially rosemary. Our tasters found that the vegetables and beans had good texture. And then the Zuppa Rustic Minestrone, and it's, by the way, the Tabernacle was $2.50 for 15 ounces, Trader Joe's was $4 for 20 ounces, and the Zuppa Rustic Minestrone for 19.4 ounces to $7. Now, this is pretty high calorie. This has 350 calories. Saturated fat, it has 2 grams. Fiber has 10 grams. Protein has 11 grams. And it has 530 milligrams of sodium. Notes. Vegetable broth-based, no tomato, with beans and finely chopped cabbage and other vegetables. Big cabbage and bean flavors with a hint of olive oil. And we've got a bunch of recalls to list here today. If you own a Hyundai, you might want to listen to this one. Hyundai announced a recall of almost 130,000 vehicles, including the 2012 Santa Fe's SUVs, 2011 to 2013 and 16 Sonata hybrids, and 2015-2016 Veloster hatchbacks because of an engine defect. A vital part inside the engine, called a connecting rod bearing, may wear prematurely. If that happens, drivers may notice an abnormal knocking noise from the engine and or illumination of the oil pressure warning light, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Left unrepaired, the defect could cause the vehicle to abruptly lose power while driving and may cause an oil leak that could lead to a sudden fire. Recalled cars may need a total engine replacement to fix the problem. This recall is part of a larger investigation that NHTSA opened into the Hyundai and Kia vehicle fires in 2019. Both manufacturers are owned by the same corporate parent and share parts and design. What to do? Owners can schedule an appointment for a repair at Hyundai's website or contact the manufacturer at 855-371-9460. Hyundai dealers will inspect the engine of affected vehicles for damage and will replace the engine if necessary free of charge. Sonoma Goods Candles. Kohl's is recalling about 512,000 Sonoma Goods for Life three-wick candles because the candle's high flames can ignite the surface of the of the wax and caused the glass to break, pouring fire and burn hazards. The candles were sold at Kohl's stores and websites from December 2019 through October 2020 for about $20. What to do? Stop using the candles and return them to their interior's Kohl's store. Consumers with a receipt will be given a full refund, and those without a receipt will get a store credit. Call Kohl's at 855-564-5755 or go to Kohl's.com for details. Yeti Travel Mugs. Yeti is recalling about 250,000 Rambler 20-ounce travel mugs with stronghold lids because the magnet slider over the drinking opening on the lid can eject and hot contents can spill out, posing injury and burn hazards. The mug were sold at Yeti stores and online at Yeti.com during October 2020 for about $35. What to do? Stop using the mug and go to Yeti.com or call Yeti at 833-444-3151. For instructions on returning the lid for a full refund. Cat and Jack Toddler Boots. Target is recalling about 125,000 Cat and Jack Hemani and Yaren toddler boots because the toggle on the boot can detach from the lace, posing a choking hazard for children. The boots were sold at Target stores and online at Target.com and Google Express for September 2019 through February 2020 for about $30. What to do? Take the boots away from children and return them to any Target store for a full refund. If you purchase the boots on Target.com, contact Target at 1-800-440-0680 or go to Target.com for a prepaid return label. Zinus Bunk Beds. Zinus is recalling about 26,000 metal bunk beds because the welds that secure the upper bunk can come apart, causing the upper bunk to collapse, posing fall and injury hazards. The beds were sold on Amazon, HomeDepot.com, and Overstock, Walmart.com, Wayfair, and Zara's from December 2016 through January 2020 for $90 to $240. What to do? Stop using the upper bunks. Call Zinus at 1-800-613-1225 or go to the Zinus.com for details and instructions on receiving a free repair kit with reinforcement brackets or a full refund. Oakmont Fire Pit Tables. Sunjoy is recalling about 11,000 Oakmont LP fire pit tables due to an incorrectly installed part that could ignite, posing a fire hazard. The tables were sold at Big Lots stores and online from January 2020 through June 2020 for about $480. What to do? Stop using the table. Call Sunjoy at 866-578-0101 or go to oakmont.sunjoygroup.com/services for parts replacement details. Safety update for Brennan Titchett's furniture tipped overs. We've gone through this many, many times with this. Since 2000, more than 200 people, mostly children ages 6 and younger, have been killed when a dresser or other furniture that store closed has tipped over. A CR investigation found, while CR believes furniture should be more stable in the first place, and we are pushing for legislation that would create strong mandatory federal standards, anchoring your furniture as soon as you get it is essential to protect everyone in your home. Anchoring kits are typically comprised of twin brackets tethered by a strong strap or cable that secures the furniture to the wall to prevent tip-overs. Right now, however, many homes don't make use of these kits. Among CR survey participants who purchase furniture that can be anchored, dressers, bookcases, TV stands, low percentages said they don't anchor them in their homes, just 15% overall, and 37% among those with young children. To make unanchoring easy as possible, CR has created a step-by-step guide at cr.org/tipovers2022021. And if you're in the market for new furniture, turn to the best and worst places to buy furniture. Product update. Get a medical alert system you can trust. And there's a whole picture of a whole bunch of different ones, kind you wear around your neck, the kind you wear on your wrist, the kind to hang on the wall, a wristwatch, that type of thing. These devices can help you summon assistance in an emergency. Concerned about falling or needing help with a health problem when you're alone? Consider your medical alert system. A call button on these devices, which are typically worn as a wristband or necklace or clipped to your clothing, will connect you with a dispatcher who can call for emergency help or contact a friend or family member. Anyone who is at risk of falling or having a medical emergency may benefit from such a device, says Leah Hess Bellman, an occupational therapist who works as an analyst at Commonwealth Healthcare Alliance in Boston. If you're considering a medical alert system, the wide variety of features, service options, and fees can make it challenging to figure out which one is best for you. The choices can be even more overwhelming if you're buying it for a loved one. To start with, you may wonder whether you can simply rely on the technology you already have, such as a smartphone or smart speaker. Probably not, the experts say. That's because it's unlikely that you have your smartphone with you all the time, says Mindy Renfro, Ph.D., an associate professor in the School of Physical Therapy at Touro University, Nevada in Henderson. It's easy to get up from a chair and leave the phone behind. If you don't have an emergency response system on your body that is going to stay on your body, you're at risk, she says. Plus, unlike devices that aren't designed specifically for emergency use, when monitored medical alert systems are activated, they connect users to a live trained person 24/7. Renfro suggests that if possible, you enlist the help of an occupational or physical therapist to help you find the right device for your situation. As you review CR's exclusive ratings, there are key questions to think about before you buy one of these potentially life-saving systems. Home-based system or a mobile system? Originally, medical alert systems were designed to work inside the home with a landline telephone. You can still go this route. Many companies now also offer an option of a home-based system that work over a cellular network for those who may not have a landline. With home-based systems, pressing a wearable call button allows you to speak into a dispatcher through a base unit in your home, as long as you're close enough to it. But many companies now offer mobile options over cellular networks, too. You can use these systems at home, but additionally, they allow you to call for help when you're out and about. They also incorporate GPS technology, generally for an additional monthly fee, so that you get lost or press the call button for help, but are unable to talk, the service can find you. Someone who is frail and doesn't leave the house often may not need a mobile system, but an active older adult who wants added protection outside the home, says Richard Caro, Ph.D., a co-founder of Tech Enhanced Life Company that evaluates and reviews products for older people. Monitor or unmonitored? All of the systems in our ratings are monitored, meaning that the call button will connect you with someone at a 24/7 dispatching center. There are medical alert systems that aren't monitored. With these, when you press a call button, the device automatically dials a friend or family member on your programmed emergency call list, rather than connecting you with a dispatcher. These products can often be set up to contact 911 if you don't get an answer from someone on your list. A key difference between the two systems is price. Monitored systems carry a monthly fee in addition to the cost to purchase or rent the device. With unmonitored systems, you generally pay only for the device itself. Monitored systems may also have other fees, such as activation fees or device fees, and cancellation, return, and refund policies vary from company to company. Fall detection feature or not? Some companies offer the option of automatic fall detection for an additional monthly fee. Manufacturers say devices with this feature can sense falls when they occur and automatically connect the dispatch center, just as they would if you had pressed the call button. But that might not work perfectly every time, says Neil Alexander, M.D., a professor of geriatric and palliative medicine at the University of Michigan and director of the VA Ann Arbor Healthcare System Geriatric Research, Education, and Clinical Center. In some cases, for instance, this feature may register something as a fall that isn't, such as dropping the device. The companies we looked at offer fall detection, charge $15 or less for it per month, and the cost isn't much, but if you're at high risk for falls, beware that this feature isn't foolproof and could lead to accidental activations, a common problem among users. What about unintended calls for help? In a survey of 1,869 consumer reports, members 62% say they had accidentally activated the medical alert device. Accidental activations are actually more common than intentional ones. Of those respondents, 32% of those with fall detection said their device had incorrectly registered a fall. But in the case of a button pressed accidentally or wrongly detected fall, most devices have a cancel button, says Lori Olof, founder of Aging and Technology, which conducts market research. Be sure that your loved ones know where that button is and how to use it. If an activation isn't canceled right away, there are still a few exit ramps before emergency help is dispatched. First, monitored devices will connect to a call center if you're okay. You can simply tell the dispatcher that it was an accidental activation. In a situation where you can't be reached, the call center will go down a list of pre-designated emergency contacts, which is why it's critical to populate that list carefully during setup. Emergency responders will be dispatched only if no one is reachable. A frequent concern many older people have is that accidental activation may lead to the fire department showing up and breaking down their door, Olof says. Setting up your device properly can mitigate that fear, she points out. To learn more about the proper setup of a medical alert system, keep in mind that most manufacturers provide phone support as part of their subscription and purchase, which covers installation questions as well as general best practice. And how do we compare those things? First of all, let's do another thing. Three shopping tips. First of all, check your return policies. Medical alert devices are often rented, and even when a company allows you to cancel your monthly service easily, you usually have to send the equipment back. Return policies may be especially important for consideration if you have a hearing loss, says Mindy Renfro, Ph.D. That's because you'll need to be able to set a device's volume up high enough to hear the person on the other end of the line at a call center without hearing aid. You might be wearing your hearing aid if you fall at night, for example. Volume settings can generally be tested only after purchase. Ask for a deal. When you contact your manufacturer, you may want to ask for a better price than the one that's listed. A few companies told us they allow their salespeople to offer discounts. Take care if you're buying for others. When you're buying a medical alert system for a loved one, ask which kind of product they would wear and use and which features they would like. You don't surprise one with one of these, says Renfro. It's not a gift option. And how the brands compare. All the brands in CR's reader survey received very good overall satisfaction ratings, so choosing among them may hinge on specific features, policies, and category ratings. Note that the devices pictured here represent some but not all of those offered by a brand, and that the customer service hours listed are for non-emergency calls. The Bay Alarm Medical scored 85. Survey highlights. Although it was the leader in overall satisfaction, Bay Alarm Medical is one of the least commonly owned brands in our ratings. The monthly service price ranged from $20 to $50. The cancellation and return policy. No commitment or contract, full refund minus shipping costs if you cancel in the first 30 days. Customer services hours are 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard, Saturday and Sunday. And it's this is the kind that you would wear around your neck. Mobile help scored an 84. Survey highlights. CR members said mobile help was one of the most prone to accidental activation. Monthly service prices ranged from $20 to $48. Cancellation and return policy. No commitment or contract. Full refund if you cancel in the first 30 days. Prorated refunds, monthly shipping costs if you cancel after the first 30 days and return the equipment. Philips Lifeline scored an 83. That's a wrist bearer. The other was a wall bearer, by the way. Survey highlights. Philips Lifeline got a mark of very good for the initial price satisfaction. Monthly service price range was $30 to $58. Cancellation and return policy. No long-term commitment or contract. No service cancellation fee or return shipping fee. Mobile pendant can be returned for a full refund within 30 days, so apparently it also has a mobile one besides the wrist. Great Sell got an 82. Survey highlights. This was the only brand to get an excellent rating for response speed, but CR members said it was the most likely to malfunction. The monthly service price range is $25 to $40. The cancellation and return policy, no commitment or contract. No cancellation fee. If returned in the first 30 days, users are refunded, except for shipping costs and a $10 restocking fee. The Medical Garden. By the way, the Great Call, I think, is a necklace version. It doesn't show very clearly. And Medical Gardener is a refund, is a thing with a, it has a big red button. It's obviously a hang-on-the-wall type. Survey highlights. Medical Garden devices were the only brand in our survey more likely to be activated intentionally than unintentionally. Service prices are $30 to $55 a month. Cancellation and return policy, no commitment or contract, no cancellation fee if you cancel within days. You'll receive a full refund minus a $50 restocking fee. And then here's a necklace one, the medical alert thing. Survey highlights, medical alert scored slightly lower on measures of professional nationalism and customer service at purchase than the other thing. It got an 80. Its monthly service fee is $20 to $50. Its cancellation return policy are no long-term contract, no cancellation fees, full refund minus shipping cost if you cancel in the first 30 days. And Life Alert, which is the most familiar one, which is actually looks like it's a wall version. Life Alert's rating of customer service since purchase was the second lowest. According to the company, fall detection isn't offered. Monthly service price is $49 to $88. It's expensive. Cancellation and return policy. A 36-month service agreement, void if user dies or requires 24/7 care. Cancellation fee and refund varies. So that's actually probably the least valuable one. We still have a couple minutes left, so let's do some word power. We're throwing you a curveball this month with a vocabulary roundup of a circular nature. Can you roll with the roundhouses, or are you out of the loop? Give this quiz a whirl and then scroll down for the answers, which you're going to do anyway. And there's a comment about a very round number before we start. As a symbol, it can be a circle or an oval, but the word zero comes from the Latin zepharium and the Arabic sifr, empty, for a term that means, well, nothing. It has a lot of synonyms, cipher, also from sifr, zilch, naught, and nil, to name a few. Some sports have their own terms. 1860, baseball gave us the goose egg, and tennis its love, probably from the idea of playing for nothing, but the love of the game. A rulu, a roll of coins? I'm sorry, is it a roll of coins, a mushroom cap, or a crystal ball? It's a roll of coins. An ad organizes his spare change into rouleaus, but he always forgets to take them to the bank. An ellipse. Is it a crater, an oval, or a revolution? It's an oval. I'm drawing your face as a greenish ellipse. No offense. Gyre. And that's G-Y-R-E. It's a spiral motion, a ring of fire, or a piquette. It's a spiral motion in a widening gyre. The drone rose over the field. Rotund. Curled, plump, or rotating. Rotund is plump. Rover is getting a bit rotund. How many treats do you feed him, the veterinarian asked? Serticuous. Winding. Is it winding, surrounded, or eclipsed? It's winding. The hikers followed a circuitous route through the trail through the forest. And the last one, bobbin. Is it a life preserver, a spare tire, or a spindle for thread? And a bobbin is a spindle for thread. My great-grandmother's sewing machine is in perfect condition, but is missing the bobbin. And with that, we've just about run out of time for today's episode of the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Jim Cronin, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long until next time, and thanks so very much for listening.